When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get in
zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free. Get in
zone. And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Born to love.
Ooh, spooky.
The goblins are out tonight. The goblins. Born to Love. It's the podcast with me.
And me.
Eddie Kemper. And
the ghost of Scott Eckert.
Guys, welcome to Born to Love, the Halloween episode. It's a scary one, so hold on to your witches' hats and sit on your brooms. Scott! Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween, Ellie. I just have to say, I think we nailed that intro.
I am only worried we may have scared some listeners off.
Listeners, if this podcast sounds spooky, that's just the Halloween theme. In reality, it's a podcast where we talk about things that we love. We have an amazing guest with us today, a chef, a social media superstar, Sola L. Whaley, joining us to talk about her love of DVD commentaries.
Scott, I know that they have on some music, some podcasts, they have an E for explicit label. Do they have an S for scary? Because maybe we could label that for ours.
They have an S for spooktacular.
Oh, well, maybe we should put that on our episodes.
Do you think our Halloween episode is going to be scary or spooktacular?
I don't know yet because we have yet to record it, but I'm leaning towards spooktacular. Scott, do you love Halloween?
Of course I love Halloween, Ellie.
I would be shocked if you loathed it. I would be shocked out of my pants.
My view of Halloween is that it's pretty fantastic at all stages. And I know there are a lot of people who love kids Halloween, trick-or-treating. There's some people who love, you know, grown-up Halloween, dressing up as a sexy cat and drinking too much, parents Halloween, getting your kids. I love each and every one of those. How about you, Ellie? Do you love it? Loathe it?
Scott, I have gone through stages, and I have to be honest with you. Sometimes I'm in the mood for Halloween, and sometimes I'm not. So I have to tell you, I think my most enjoyable stage of my relationship with Halloween is, in fact, the parent stage. I love watching my children think of things to dress up as, and I love taking them trick-or-treating. And I want to disclose something, Scott. I'm not the adult who always dresses up. Do you always dress up?
Ellie, I'm ashamed for you. I'm sad. You're not dressing up. You're taking your kids out trick-or-treating and you're not dressing up. You've got to dress up.
Are you sure about that? Because did our parents dress up, Scott? No. Did they?
Now that I think about it, no. But now my parents dress up, grandma and grandpa. We forced them to wear costumes. My father, my kid's grandfather, he dressed up as a skeleton with a top hat last year. It was hysterical. It was fantastic.
Oh, now you've won me over. Now I'm there.
My mom wears all black and like a little headband, and she wears a Halloween necklace that blinks.
What is she?
Halloween themed. Halloween grandma. I don't know.
She dresses up. Is it like a jumpsuit? What is she?
She just wears black clothes and then a festive glowing necklace. And
well,
I think like bat
it,
ears
Scott.
Or something. She's into it.
Right.
What do you wear? Do you wear a Christmas sweater, Ellie?
Scott,
what do you wear?
You better watch. So when James, my older son, it was his first Halloween. Of course, I got the giraffe suit from Target. It's like the pajama type thing, you know what I mean? Where you can just zip it. It's a one
No, it's fantastic.
Thing.
Love those.
Oh, I love it. And it's warm. It's often chilly in the Northeast on Halloween Eve. So I absolutely do that. I think I was just commenting on the fact that you didn't used to see adults dress up when we were kids, right?
Well, maybe less. I mean, now there's more joy in the world, Ellie.
Immeasurably more joy now. What has been your favorite costume? And I'm talking about baby, child, teen, college student, parent. What has your personal favorite costume been?
Personal favorite costume. Easy answer. This is an adult Halloween. It's like a bar and dancing and everybody drinking too much.
Yeah!
I showed up. I had grown a handlebar beard, for real, was wearing a great big top hat. No shirt,
oh,
bathing suit,
what?
And a towel. And everybody was like, oh, what are you? What are you? And I would look at them and I would say, well, what do you think? And they'd look at me and they'd go, Abraham Lincoln at the beach? And I go, that's exactly what I'm dressed up as. Abraham Lincoln at the beach. Best costume ever.
For those of you who don't know, Scott has the height to back up the Abraham Lincoln costume.
I've got the love of country. I also used to have the body to pull off
an Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln and his cut abs.
His cut, maybe not cut abs. I was
sculpted
thinking
forearms.
I think a couple weeks ago we talked about a swim shirt. Now I like wearing swim shirt. Back then, no swim shirt needed.
Oh.
I look like the rail splitter, baby. The rail splitter getting some rays. Oh boy, it was great.
Scott, that's a great costume.
Although that particular Halloween, I ended up going to a party that was sponsored by Red Bull and Belvedere Vodka.
Oh, that's hard.
And what that means is that the only things that were available at this party were Red Bull, vodka, and candy. And I'll tell you, that was not a great combination for me.
No, you know, Scott, most people would not do well with that combination. You didn't eat beforehand, I'm assuming.
I ate tons of candy. Let me tell you, I overindulged on all of those things.
Sure you did. Sure you did. And dare I say you paid the price the next morning.
For sure.
But Scott, one of my favorite things about Halloween is it's the only time of year I ever indulge in a 100 grand bar.
100 grand. That's your guilty pleasure on Halloween, Ellie?
Well, it's just one of those things like you never have ginger ale except on an airplane. Halloween is the only time I find myself eating a 100 grand bar.
I agree with that, although I don't enjoy a 100 grand bar. The thing that I enjoy is Halloween is the only time of year that I enjoy 18 Kit Kat bars. The rest of the year, I might have one Kit Kat bar, but nope, on Halloween, it's special because I get to have 18.
Because they are fun size.
Oh, fun size, for sure.
It doesn't seem that many. Now, I have a question. I've noticed that my kids, this is very strange to me. My kids are 7 and 4, so they haven't had a ton of Halloweens under their belt, but they tend to, like, literally forget about their Halloween candy. Is this unusual?
That's interesting. Let me tell you about a phenomenon that's popular in my neighborhood. It's called the Switch Witch. Have you heard of this?
Well, I think I can figure it out, but tell
me. Well, now I want you to guess if you think you figured out the Switch Witch.
Here's what I think. It has to do with a witch, like an unknowable person, coming and switching the candy.
You got it exactly right. The kids pick their 10 or 15 favorite candies, and then they set aside the rest for the Switch Witch. And the Switch Witch comes in the middle of the night and replaces them, Tooth Fairy style, with like a book or a toy or something, so that they don't have 100 pieces of candy to eat. Now, spoiler alert to any children listening, I'm sorry, but I am the Switch Witch in my family. So those hundreds of pieces of candy are taken and eventually over time eaten by me. But it's a good way to prevent your kids from eating 100 pieces of candy.
Which is a healthy alternative. You know, Halloween is a festive time. I do like it when Halloween is limited in its days. Like, I don't like starting the celebrations October 10th. I think, guys, we still have 21 days. Let's just hold off. Because sometimes that it's drawn out.
I agree completely. I like the decorations. I have nothing against decorations.
I love the decorations.
But multiple Halloween parties, you only need one Halloween party. I remember as a younger man, I always go to a work Halloween party and then these friends are having this Halloween party. It's like, no. One is enough. One is enough. Don't want to be a hater, but yeah.
One is enough. And that one is today. Today is Halloween. Happy Halloween to all of our ghouls and boys out there listening. Today we have the perfect Halloween guest because she is releasing a book today. I don't know why she was the perfect Halloween guest.
Because she's spooktacular for sure.
She's spooktacular. Sola El Whaley is a chef, host, author, and global phenomenon. After developing a love of food while cooking for restaurants in New York and Los Angeles, Sola launched a career in culinary media. She now hosts and produces food videos for the New York Times' Mystery Menu, the History Channel's Ancient Recipes, and she's a judge for the cooking competition show, The Big Brunch. Sola is also a frequent contributor to Serious Eats, Bon Appetit, and Food 52, and her debut cookbook, Start Here, Instructions for Becoming a Better Cook, comes out October 31st, which is today.
Today, Halloween day.
Go out and buy that book. We are very much looking forward to talking with Sola. She's going to share with us her love of DVD commentary. I mean, a more spooktacular topic I couldn't think of. So all you Halloween listeners out there, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Sola. Okay, everybody, we are back. We are here with the lovely Sola El Whaley. Sola, hello.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I hope this is okay to mention. We especially appreciate you being here because you just had a baby and you must be very tired.
You know, I just don't know what day it is or what time it is, but I feel about the same level of tired as I usually do. I'm just usually tired.
I am always tired. And I'm like, was there a time in any of our lives when we weren't, when we were seven, maybe? Like when?
I don't know. The baby seems really tired.
The baby seems tired.
It's just born tired.
born to take naps. I mean, the worst feeling in the world for me is taking a nap and then waking up tired. It's awful.
Have you tried a coffee nap? It really works.
What is the strategy? What are the instructions?
So a coffee nap is right before you lay down for the nap, you have some coffee. And the idea is by the time you wake up, the coffee hits you and you're like ready to go.
But can the coffee nap backfire in the extreme?
Backfire and make you more tired?
Or you're so amped up that you can't sleep.
Oh yeah, that's possible. Maybe it's not for you.
Sola, you are obviously a chef. You are a new mother. You're a coffee nap expert, but you haven't come on Born to Love to talk about any of those things. You've come on because you were born to love DVD extras. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I'll buy DVDs of movies I don't care about if there's a commentary. I love a commentary.
So we're not talking about the outtakes, the bloopers. I mean, who doesn't like that? Well, maybe some people don't. Mm-hmm. But you're going specifically for the commentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
What is it that you love so much?
Well, it's really great because you can learn so much about how a movie's made. I don't know, as an audience member, you have no idea how hard something is to make or how many attempts there were to figure out how to get a shot.
Yes.
And I love getting insight on that. I love to know about all the failures.
Yes. Well, doesn't it enhance your appreciation for the thing itself?
Absolutely. Like, I could watch something and not like it very much, and then I'll watch the commentary and I will immediately want to go back and watch it again.
Yes. I remember thinking, because I watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off when I was a kid, and I remember thinking that they were actually teenagers in high school, and I thought they must have actually had to miss school to film that movie. And then I reasoned with myself, said, oh no, they must have filmed it a week one summer, and thinking that's how long it took to make something. Well, no, if I went back and listened to the commentary, which I haven't yet. Sola, what is one of your favorite commentaries where you felt like, oh, wow, I didn't know that's how, you know, such and such was made.
Well, I mean, one of the favorites is all the DVD commentaries in The Office.
Thank you. I feel personally responsible. For those who don't know, I took part in The Office. If the strike is still going on when this airs, I took part in a television show that took place in a workplace setting.
There you go. Now you have that. Now it's safe. Now it's okay.
Now, what did you like about that show's commentary?
I love learning a lot of random facts, like the computers. You guys were all sitting there just like playing solitaire.
Yeah. For me, it was shopping. I had just discovered One King's Lane. I just moved to Los Angeles, so I would just look at the clearance section for hours. I never played solitaire, but all the others did. I could see on their screens they were playing solitaire. What a great job.
Now when I watch it, I try and look for the solitaire.
Yeah.
There's one shot where you can see Meredith playing it really clearly.
I was just going to say, Meredith, character choice or Kate Flannery choice, I'm not sure. But I feel like there was solitaire a lot on her screen. Mm-hmm.
And then other like random fun facts, like there's this one cold open where Dwight is bouncing on an exercise ball. And Jim stabs it with scissors. And they said that in every other take, the ball just like slowly deflates. And there was one take where it explodes and he just falls. And you can see Jim Halpert breaking and jumping out of frame because he's laughing so much. And it's like one of those things I didn't notice on the first shot. So I love rewatching it and watching him actually break.
I don't remember this scene. That's the one they used, was it exploding?
Yeah. I remember the scene very clearly. I've watched it more times than you.
I've probably seen The Sound of Music more than you. I mean, I don't know.
I think that's fair.
I think it's a fair comparison. You were in The Sound of Music. I was in that television show we're talking about. When you're learning too much about a movie or a show that you really love, or say a person that you really admire, sometimes it can have the reverse effect. And it's that thing of like never meeting your heroes and it takes away from the magic. Does that ever happen?
With people all the time. With movies and shows, never.
I mean, I'm sorry about the people.
Yeah.
Well, I want names.
We can do that after.
Let's pause the recording and just talk a bunch of for a little while.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Get in zone,
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got
to
change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralask brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralask pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
We're back. Wow, I never knew that about Bleep Solo. I have never had the commitment to do a whole series of DVD commentary, meaning like a TV show. That seems like a lot to chew. But I am a big movie DVD commentary person. Mm-hmm. Are there any movies that stand out to you as like, wow, that's a kick-ass commentary? Or even something where the commentary is better than the actual thing itself?
Well, I love this movie, but the commentary is also amazing. A Simple Favor.
Ooh.
Paul Feig,
yeah.
Yes.
And what I really appreciate is that there's two commentaries.
Really?
Tell me everything. How are there two commentaries?
Yeah, there's one commentary where it's him and I believe a director and a writer. And then there's another commentary where it's with him and Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick. So you get two different perspectives.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I loved the movie the first time I watched it. And then I watched one commentary and then I watched it again. And then I watched another commentary and I watched it again. And I've watched that movie so many times now that I can't watch the movie anymore. I just watch the commentaries.
Oh my God. You make me want to go back and watch that movie. I saw that movie in the theater by myself. I can't remember the last time I did something like that.
I'm sorry, but you can't remember the last time you went to see a movie?
In a theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott, I didn't see the hit of the summer. You know
you
that.
Didn't see any of the summer hits. That's true. The strike is making this conversation trickier to have than I thought.
But it's fun, isn't it?
It's what like could a they game. Possibly be
because
those
you,
two
you
big
to, like,
summer
use your
movie
brain.
Hits? You didn't see either one.
I didn't see either one. But my comment about seeing it in a theater, again, is neither here nor there. What sort of insight, I'm curious to know, did Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick provide?
Well, I really enjoyed, they were talking a lot about the wardrobe.
Yes.
Which, wardrobe isn't something I notice typically. So it's like really interesting to hear about how much thought goes into wardrobe. How Blake Lively's character's wardrobe changed throughout the movie. So in the beginning, she dressed very masculine in a lot of suits. I mean, she always looks amazing, but I especially love her wardrobe. In this movie.
Yes.
And I wish I was cool enough to wear a suit like that with a cane. I don't know if you remember.
Forget
she had a
it.
Cane and gloves.
Yeah. You're bringing me back to this movie. Like, I would give a lot to be able to pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, have you seen this
I've
movie?
I've not seen this
about?
Movie, but you're selling me on it. Anytime a character's got a cane, I'm into it.
Scott.
Not like an old person cane. That makes me sad. But like a young, fit person carrying a cane. Holy cow. Like Willy Wonka, mm-hmm. He pulls off a cane.
Where does that cane, because Willy Wonka wasn't young, was he? So he's, but it's not
no, it's an accessory.
Cane. He's using it for a flair.
I thought it was like a factory accident. Like he fell into a vat of chocolate and never recovered.
Well, have you watched the commentary?
No, I haven't seen the commentary.
Can you tell
that.
Us?
No. And that's what I'm going to do tonight for every Willy Wonka. I'm not going to bother watching the movie. It's just the commentary.
Sola, have you ever listen to, this is going to be a deep pull. I'll be shocked if your answer is yes. The DVD commentary to Mission Impossible 3.
Oh, no.
J.J. Abrams directed Mission Impossible 3, and it was, I think, his first film. And he has this delightful commentary, which carries with it practically zero information, because all J.J. Abrams is talking about is how they shot it in three different places. So the sequence is going, and he's like, that's from Germany. That's from Canada. And he's the joy with which he's like, can you believe that I shot this movie in all these crazy places? I loved it. It was tremendously endearing, and it humanizes the whole process.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. I'm outside of this industry, so it seems like a lot of big, fancy people. And when you hear them on the DVD commentary as themselves, and I think because they're not being filmed, everyone kind of lets their guard down, similar to like a podcast.
Right.
And you really get to feel like what this director who might seem like, I don't know, to me, just like this genius. And you're like, oh, he's just a guy doing something he loves with his friends.
Right. I must confess, I'm not a connoisseur of DVD commentary. And I'm beginning to rethink that because you're exactly right. And I love the ability for us, the audience, to share some of that joy, like you're talking about too, Scott. That giddiness with which they made something is infectious and fun. Somebody tell me right now, is there a Speed movie commentary?
There's gotta be.
There's gotta be. I mean, we can look it up.
Let's look it up here real quick. There's a website called Rate That Commentary.
Oh my, how do I not know about
this? It seems to be built in 1998. Then it has multiple reviews of the commentary. Oh my God, we just discovered something. Here's a review from Mills 182 on December 2nd, 2005 of the Speed commentary. Quote, a fantastic commentary, worth the price of the disc alone.
Wow.
Gordon and Yost form a great double act, unafraid to have fun with their own movie.
Oh my, well, what a gift.
This website's going to be so useful to me because a lot of commentaries are bad or like just really awkward.
Yeah.
And you're just listening to people watching a movie. But then with this website now, I don't have to push through. I can just find out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's fewer and fewer commentaries these days, though.
It felt like a 90s thing, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they lost their cachet?
Well, I mean, I guess no one buys DVDs anymore.
Very good point. And as I'm thinking about this in real time, I'm realizing, yes, at the end of some of our favorite shows, I always see the extras and it's 2 minutes of like a lead actor being interviewed. Can I confess something? And it's not much of a confession because I hope that people are listening. So it's more just an announcement. I think we're onto something with the audio only, because when I see an actor being interviewed about his or her experience in the film or TV show, I sometimes feel like, I don't know. No, you're taking me out of the reality. And I want to think that you are Willy Wonka. So I would make a plea to the studios. Let's go back to full length commentary with the videos off and just talking about their experience.
I also love that when you watch a commentary, it's like you're watching a movie with friends, which is great if you don't have a lot of them.
And let's be honest, we're all adults. We have kids. We just want to watch something alone at the end of the day. And then when we have people talking along while we watch, we have friends that we don't have to talk back to. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Best kind of friends.
Sola, have you ever done a commentary for one of your projects?
That's interesting, Scott.
No, because it's like a 3-minute Instagram video.
You're selling yourself short. You're selling yourself short.
Yeah, but because that would be fascinating, Sola. I, for one, would subscribe to the channel because as someone who knows very little about cooking and food preparation, I know very well all the things that can go wrong. But I would love to hear you narrate a behind-the-scenes commentary after the video had been posted.
Well, I do think that a lot of folks don't realize how long a lot of these things take, especially with social media videos where it's 30 seconds. Sometimes it takes 12 hours to shoot that and you're making something multiple times. And I actually had a cousin who I did a video making a turkey for Thanksgiving and it was a 20-minute video. And my cousin tried to make it 20 minutes before her guests arrived and was very surprised that it was actually like a 5-hour recipe. And she was like, but you made it look so fast. And I was like, it's not real.
Right. It's like the Ferris Bueller Days Off revelation where you're like, no, 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 no. It took months to make this movie. It took hours to make this 20-minute
turkey. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you did do a commentary for one of your cooking videos, what sort of things would people find out?
How many times you mess up a recipe.
That's comforting.
Yeah, because you see something that's like perfect and beautiful and you're like, oh, mine doesn't look like that. I'm terrible. But it's like, no, all of ours look like that. You just don't see the, we should just do videos where you see all the ugly stuff.
Sula, can I tell you, as a fan and a viewer, you would bring such calm to my life if you revealed those, because I'll confess to you, one of my frustrations with cooking is I feel like I'm bad at it because a lot of the things come out and they're not how I thought they should be. And that's on the first try. And I grow deeply despondent and I don't want to try anymore. Whoa, going to a dark place, we'll keep it light. But I think if you showed those mistakes and failures, I don't know, I personally would be encouraged by them. Scott?
Yeah, for sure. I also enjoy watching others fail. So apart from bringing me sort of solace, it would be fun to see how that ragu got f***ed up.
Well, I think that's what's really hard about trying to learn from cooking content right now, because you just see beautiful videos and beautiful pictures and everything's edited. But when I started learning, I had cookbooks without photos. So like you make a recipe and it's probably wrong, but you don't know. You're just happy you made it right. And you have dinner. Right. And then you can just like go on and try again. And now you can see exactly everything you did wrong. And it's very discouraging.
Yeah. Sola, you are excellent at cooking. But if you do feel like sharing some real like ploppers every now and then, I for one would be thrilled.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. You know, I don't usually take photos of those, but I'll start.
I don't want to ruin your reputation, but it could be fun.
Solo, real-time feedback for us as somebody who's really truly an expert at this sort of thing. Do you think ploppers is a good name for those kinds of mistakes? or can we top it?
Ploppers. Yeah, that's good. It also sounds like a scary Halloween candy.
Yes, it does.
Is ploppers a sugar candy or a chocolate candy?
I think chocolate.
Because of the poop angle. Yeah.
It's plop.
Right. Yeah.
Your kids come home from trick-or-treating and you're like, I have got to check those ploppers.
How many ploppers have you had?
I think ploppers is an apt term for a recipe gone wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any sort of commentary on that would be a joy for me to experience.
Sola, this has been such a delight. We got to revisit all of the DVD commentaries from our youth. Do you have just a couple minutes to stick around and play a quick game with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to play one of our favorites, one of our only games, Love It or Loathe It with Sola.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, we're back. It's time to play a round of our favorite game, Love It or Loathe It. So Sola, Scott and I are going to throw some topics, some subjects, some items at you. And we want you to tell us if you love that thing or you loathe that thing. Sola, there's no like, oh yeah, there's no lukewarm. I kind of like it. It's either you love it or you loathe it.
You're making me nervous.
Well, you have to bring the adrenaline or it's not worth playing. Okay, love it or loathe it. Sola, Halloween.
Loathe it.
What? I gotta know.
I used to love it when I was a kid and I tried throwing Halloween parties and then just like no one would show up. So after about junior high, I just never celebrated Halloween again because it just reminds me about like sitting at home all dressed up in like this haunted house I made myself with things I found in the garage and like no one coming over.
Why was no one coming? I would have been there.
My entire childhood is just people not showing up to parties that I threw.
Sola, I don't understand. If there's a party.
I was very unpopular.
I want you to go back and show everyone what they missed out on. Where did you grow up?
In LA.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, let's be honest. LA
not the best place to grow up.
People are too busy enjoying the nice weather and working in the film and television industry to go to Halloween parties.
Did you continue? You stopped celebrating in junior high or you do people still trick or treat in junior high? Probably not.
You know, I don't know what people did. They weren't coming to my party.
Well, do you know what? I feel like it's experiences like those that mold you. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. We loathe Halloween for that reason.
Well, I do think now that I have a kid, we're going to do Halloween. Because I mean, to have a newborn for Halloween, we have to dress her up as a pumpkin. I think you're legally required to dress up a baby as a pumpkin. So we're definitely going to do that.
You've got years of adorable costumes ahead of you, Sola. It brings the joy and delight back to the holiday. So I'm sorry that those middle schoolers ruined Halloween for you. Your brand new baby is going to rekindle your love. Trust me.
I want to call those middle schoolers something. You know what category they fall into? Ploppers.
Those ploppers.
Sola, love it or loathe it? Baskin Robbins.
Oh, love it. My parents have one. So I grew up in a Baskin Robbins in the back.
I knew you worked at one.
My first job was my parents having me break down boxes. And then eventually I got to do the frozen yogurt swirl, which was very exciting. And
oh my gosh,
challenging for like a seven-year-old.
I have a seven-year-old, and I'll be honest, Sola, no offense to him. I can't imagine him undertaking that responsibility. So hats off. Did you scoop?
Eventually, I did scoop. another thing that requires a lot of wrist strength. Nothing would get me more nervous than when someone orders a large milkshake because it has like 6 scoops of ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
So you're just sitting there scoop after scoop after scoop. And customers would hate it when I was the one making the milkshake because it would take so long because I was a child. So
they weren't troubled by the fact that you were 7 working at a Baskin-Robbins. They were like, man, this could take an hour to make my milkshake.
Were your nightmares haunted by those little pink spoons, like thousands and thousands of little pink spoons?
I love the little pink spoons. I still have like so many warm feelings when I see them. I prefer to eat with the tiny spoon.
Oh, Sola, me too. It lasts longer. It's more delicate. It's more delicious. There was a Baskin-Robbins right down the street. It was like the only place I could sort of walk to. I love that Baskin-Robbins. I have fond memories too.
And if you can't afford to buy anything, as a kid, you can just go there and taste everything, which is really
sample.
Fun.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a free sample. Love it or loathe it, Sola. Ceramic knives.
Loathe it.
Loathe? Oh, no. You just broke my heart. Tell me why.
You know, with kitchen equipment, I prefer to purchase things that I know are going to last me forever. And a ceramic knife is very delicate. The blade can break easily. You have to be pretty careful about the kind of things you cut with it. So it's not going to be good for like tougher root vegetables or going through bones. And you can't sharpen it as well.
Okay, you make some good points since you are the expert, but they look cool and they're super sharp. I'm not cutting bones with my awesome ceramic
knife. But you might one day.
I might one day.
Yes, Scott, never say never.
Wait, let's just be clear. My ceramic knife is just one of a collection of knives. And when I'm cutting bone, I use my bone saw. I use my ceramic knife to cut tomatoes, delicate stuff. But I've always harbored in my heart the secret fear that the ceramic knife, instead of being cool, was in fact tremendously lame. And you just confirmed it, Sola. So, you know, I've learned something.
It's your kitchen. If you love it and it works for you, go for it.
Yeah.
Not allowed in my kitchen.
Sola, love it or loathe it. Instagram reels.
Loathe it. I
hear you.
Instagram's trying really hard to be a video platform and copy TikTok, but just doesn't work. And I do post reels because I feel like I have to, but I don't enjoy watching video content on Instagram.
But you do on TikTok, it sounds.
I do like. On TikTok. Sometimes you just have 15 minutes and you don't want to stare at a wall. And then you just look at a few TikTok videos, pass the time. It's great.
I don't even have TikTok on my phone. So I do feel slightly dinosaur-esque in that regard, but there's something it does to my brain when I'm watching those short reel, like it's too short and my brain forgets how to focus on anything.
That's the point. They're trying to melt our brains. Yeah. But I've learned a lot from TikTok, especially with baby stuff.
Oh, I bet. Love it or loathe it, French bulldogs.
Loathe it. I'm on team English bulldog.
Yes. Do you have an English bulldog?
We have an English bulldog. Her name's Clementine.
Oh, Clementine.
And she's become like the best big sister to the baby, which is really cute. They just kind of stare at each other.
That's adorable.
We can't wait until she's big enough to ride her, right?
Yep. You mean the baby ride the bulldog, right?
The baby ride the bulldog, not the bulldog ride the baby.
Love it or loathe it. Last one, Sola. Spreadsheets.
Oh, love it. I love a spreadsheet. When working on the book, our entire kitchen wall was covered in dozens of spreadsheets.
Oh my gosh.
So you print the spreadsheets out?
Oh yeah, yeah. A little mix of analog and digital.
Oh my gosh. Sola, I mean, it goes without saying, but you're a very organized person.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah, I love labels. I love spreadsheets. I like to break down my day into like, you know, 15-minute chunks. I like efficiency.
That's what all the great tech titans do.
Oh, really?
I imagine in my head that's what they do. I love schedules, but I'm not organized. And spreadsheets always confound me. I don't know why. Scott's big on spreadsheets. You're always sending me spreadsheets, Scott.
I guess. I mean, there's a difference between using spreadsheets to make a list and like using spreadsheets with like formulas and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I find those kind of baffling. So do you know all of the functions and stuff?
I have like a general understanding of the basic functions. And I think it's really fun when I have to give someone a spreadsheet to fill out for like costing or invoice. I like to throw in a little surprise where if they fill out the spreadsheet completely, you can make it like change colors. It's like, what a treat.
Oh,
and a spreadsheet Easter egg?
That's so
it's a little
fun.
Treat at the end. I love it.
Yeah, I love them. It's also really soothing looking at stuff with straight lines.
I bet. I would know. But yes, it has to be satisfying having that information right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like to look at like everything I have to do over the year and the quarter and the month and the week and the day. And in one big spreadsheet, you can see it all. And immediately my anxiety goes away.
Did you just say the year?
I personally find that anxiety inducing. But, you know.
I can't do the year. I'm like a 2 month planner. That was pretty evenly split, Sola. I think we had like half loves, half loathes.
Did I win?
You're the winner. You won.
You won.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's how you win.
For sure. No doubt about it. And he's going to win a special Halloween prize.
Ooh. Friends at my
Ploppers.
Party.
Ploppers.
It's a whole bunch. Yeah. Ploppers and friends.
Sola, it has been such a pleasure having you on our show and chatting with you. I know that you have a baby and you probably would like to use this time to take a nap. But before you go, is there anything that you would like to plug or promote?
My cookbook's birthday is today. It's called Start Here, and it's kind of like a culinary school in a book. So if you want to learn how to cook or you just want to level up your current game, I got all the info for you. Lots of technique and science and, of course, delicious recipes.
I personally can't wait to read this book because you had me at starting at the beginning. Because even though I keep starting at the beginning, I have to keep going and start at the beginning again. So I will be reading, using, and loving this book. Thank you for putting it out into the world as your human baby's sister or brother. And congrats on finishing it. That's a huge accomplishment.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun. It's nice to talk to people and not just be screamed at by a newborn.
Yeah.
What a treat.
I hear you. Well, we're happy we could provide that. Thank you, Sola.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Aaron Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dankla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.